Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Outside Lens is back. We're very excited about that this week. Listen for code words. We'll have one for you in about 2 hours at 9.05. Again, at 12.05, 5.05, and 6.05. Jane's got you twice. Jane has stuff all through her show. Mm-hmm. She has that Alice Escape and the Joe Bros tickets.
It has to be the boss around here.
Yeah, it does. You get all the good stuff in your show.
Yeah, you do.
It's Jane. Text the code word we give you to our contest line, and you'll be in the running to win a pair of three-day general admission passes to Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more. If you've ever been, you know there is 1,000 bands. If you've never been, you should go. It's amazing.
Super fun.
August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. I always think of, you came back in 08, mm-hmm. and was that the first year they did it?
Yep. And I went.
Yeah.
Loved
and
that's, it.
So I always sort of measure it by that. You know, I guess is this the 17th annual? Incredible. Maybe they didn't do it over the pandemic. There must have been a year or two that got skipped. A lot of things got skipped.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely have trouble, you know, sorting all that out.
Well,
I know
anyway, it's happening this year.
We're 5 years since that happened right to us, though.
Yes, 5 years. Hard to believe. I still remember that Friday the 13th. We'd done our last show. And we all got on our bikes and rode to a restaurant and talked about how weird it was. I was like, yeah, I'm going to work from home now. It's weird. It was like the very beginning. People were still out and about. That'll be over in a few weeks. What could possibly go? How far could this ever go? Oh, God. 5 years later. All right, let us begin. Couple things on TV tonight. If you're sitting there thinking, you know, I really wish I had more Jake and Logan Paul in my life. Well, today is your day. The series premiere of Paul American. It's on Max, whatever that is. It's Jake and Logan Paul's reality series. And I think I put the trailer up. I might have forgotten to. I don't know. It's up there. There's also A Complete Unknown is streamed. The streaming premiere is today on Hulu. So if you wanted to see Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Yeah. The Dylan one.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan biopic. So if you're interested in that, that is available. And did you wind up watching Reacher? I know you didn't. You like that show?
I loved the first season. The second season, they brought in a cast of characters, old friends of his, I fell off. Mm. I really like the Reacher books.
Yes,
a lot. And I really like
who wrote those? Do you remember?
I can't think of the guy's name right now.
The research department will grab it. But anyway, you. I remember you talking about, I think I've read a few of the Reacher books because of you.
Yeah, they're good. They're fun. They're, yeah. You know, and in the books, he's the guy that you see on this TV show.
Right.
He's huge.
Huge. Because I think we had this conversation the first time because Tom Cruise played him in a movie, and Tom is famously not a huge dude.
Even the writer was upset about the casting.
The writer's Jim Grant under the pen name Lee Child.
Oh, Lee Child is it. Yeah. Right. That he said, Tom was a hell of a nice guy, but he's not Reacher.
Right.
Reacher is a guy who walks into a room and everyone knows it.
Whoa. Everyone cowers.
That's who Reacher's supposed to be. And this guy they got playing him is perfectly cast.
The third season finale is today on Prime Video. So you fell off. It sounds like in the middle of the second season.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway, I saw it and I thought of you and wondered if you were watching that. Bad hair days, bad haircuts. Everybody has had one of these.
I've had them.
Yeah. Well, you just, in the end, you go, that's a bad haircut. I'm just going to shave it all off.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. But most girls can't do that.
Right.
And
most guys won't do it either.
Right. Like, oh no, maybe I'll clip it down short, but you know.
My hairdo. Come on, man.
I had a listener who posted something that they didn't like my hair recently. So
where did they post that?
Oh, you know, on the little fan pages and everything.
Oh, like
they posted
Facebook?
A lot of stuff they didn't like about me, but the hair thing's what bothered me.
Oh, it bothered you.
Get off my hair.
What did they say about
like
your hair?
Why?
You just said they didn't like
it. Are you fishing for compliments right now? I'm not fishing.
I'm just saying.
A little coppery.
You can
stiff
say a lot of things about
spikes.
Me.
Spikes.
But start banging on my hair, and that's when I'll get sensitive.
Mm.
About your hair?
Yeah. I like my hair.
Okay. Mm. If you like it so much, then why is it getting under your skin?
I don't know. It's not under my, I guess it is under my skin. I'm going to brought it
you're
up.
You're talking
right?
about it right yeah. now. You should feel okay about your hair.
You can call me annoying. You can call me a million things, but don't mess with my hair.
Yeah. You got great hair.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't worry. They're probably just jealous of your hair.
That's what Bob told me this morning to make me feel better.
Oh, really? Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great minds. So anyway, the story here is about Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh.
So she's fabulous and she's whining about her haircut, but let's be real. It doesn't, she really could have.
Hold on. Let me play.
Okay, go ahead. Just roll it. Go ahead.
Unveil of the hair.
I have a filter on because I have the worst haircut of my life and I need to feel pretty. Okay, let's go. Oh, you thought I was like going to be funny?
So pause it. So here's the thing about this haircut that she got.
Is that it?
This is the haircut.
Okay.
So, and she's going to point it out to us. But I want to describe it. It's like shag bangs that appear to be most of the top of her head as you look at it. And they hang down to her eyes. But there's a sweep forward thing that's happening here that is not working for her. She's still Emily Ratajkowski the whole time. Like you can tell she's upset too as she goes through and she's talking about this. And then, you know, other TikToks that she posted, she's tried to curl it and tried to make it look a little bit better. But anyway, keep rolling.
Like I have bangs on the back of my head. Is it giving like member of the dare? Like, or is it giving Karen O? Is it giving Italian?
Member What's of that? The dare? Can somebody look that up, please?
A very nice man who did this to me.
Who did this to me?
He was like going British shaggy.
She's got a part happening underneath like, all of this as
the
well.
The main thing is it's not me, you know? Shocking.
It's cut into very sharp little chunks, you know, along what? The sides of I her face.
I never hear her speak.
Mm. Shocking.
Yeah, the shocking is my favorite.
Me too.
Favorite part of
shocking.
The whole thing.
She is
You like it.
I've never hear her speak.
You
I
like
only
it.
See her your
it's,
her
yeah.
She's still gorgeous.
Shocking.
Like, we should all, you know, I mean,
look like that. If we did, there'd be nothing special about her. Come on. She's got to be the one and only Emily Ratajkowski.
We all have standards for ourselves, and I've definitely had those days where I'm like, I'm hideous. Don't look at me. And I've had Christina go, you look the same as you always do.
Shocking.
Thanks.
Shocking.
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 So
she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
It is a bad haircut, though.
It's a terrible haircut. So as she has now parted it down the center of her head and pulled it to the sides, you can see that it's sort of like chopped straight. It's like it's like a little lightning strike going down this or stair steps going down the sides of her face. It's a really odd cut. And it's like they took it from the very back of the crown of her head, pulled all that hair forward and cut it all around her face. Like to keep that going, you'd really have to be pulling your hair forward at all times. It's very strange. Shocking.
I actually am surprised. Shocking. So this girl I went out with who did model, she did hair shows to begin with.
Yes.
And so she had a lot of times where they would dye it, cut it.
Oh.
Really extreme stuff, but it was part of getting a chance to be on a runway and getting to model.
Right.
So there was a point, though, where she was like, once you get to a certain point, you grow your hair all one length, and that's what you... They can do a lot with that without having to
cut it and whatever
and
else.
And so that's usually what most models are up to. I'm surprised she doesn't have a hair person that would say, we're not cutting that. No. Right.
Shocking.
You know, now that I think about her, she really does have sort of that model, usually, not now, but right. She usually, I mean, I guess I've seen her with bangs, but for the most part, she has just like kind of long, ripply hair.
I'm not normally looking at her hair.
No, she is.
I guess I'm not either because I can't really picture any of her other hairdos, but
I'm sure it's offensive. Because everything is, but remember they used to call Elle McPherson the body?
Yes.
This lady took that role, that nickname away from Elle McPherson as she came up. Like, yeah. There's nobody that...
By the way, her reference to The Dare, that's a band.
Oh, is a band called The Dare?
Yeah. So.
Well, Karen knows a rock reference,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know that one, but The Dare.
Yeah. Well, I feel for her, and I can tell she's mad about it. And it is, she's fine. She's still going to be Emily Ratajkowski the whole time. But like, I mean, every girl has, I've cried in chairs, in salon chairs before. When you just like,
right
oh,
in front
no.
of the hairstylist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just let it
sure.
rip.
You're just like, oh no, no. I was very little. That's when I really just started taking matters into my own hands, Vinny. You know, I'm doing such an amazing job with my own hair. But I remember in.
I think that's rad that you do that, by the way.
Thank you. It's free. In my
Very
senior
humble
year,
of you.
My senior year of high school, my best friend at the time was Susie Wagner.
Hey, Susie.
Susie, and she was great. Just like such a great '80s girl. She just, you know, had the. I don't know if you really remember. Like there would be like the big sort of like button down shirt, but with like a lot of room in it, and you'd put a belt around it low on your hips. And it was just like, I don't know. She just had this, and she had this gorgeous, like if Farrah Fawcett was a dark brunette, like just gorgeous hair. She goes in and she just really wants to get a little haircut. And she comes into school the next day and she's just like, she can't look at anyone. She's so bummed out. Cause they gave her like if she was like in the Thompson twins or something.
Well, yeah, that was
so
big
the
then.
Top of her head's kind of like in a cone shape, you know, like tight down at the nape of the neck. And then getting larger, and her hair was so fluffy that it was just kind of stuck out. So it looked like kind of the top, like a top that you might spin. And then there was all this like lower stuff, you know, very, very much looking mullety, except that the back was also kind of short at the top, but then all this longer hair at the bottom. It was like, oh no. Oh no. This is like, I almost started crying for her too. She's like, I can't look at you. I can't look at you straight in the face, or I'm gonna start crying. And it was, she went from having the best hair in the school to not having the best hair in the school, well, like by a lot. And
it was a very adventurous time fashion wise.
It really was.
And there were a lot.
So bad for her.
Of misses in the 80s. A lot.
Well, and then Cyndi Lauper came in with all the, you know, asymmetrical stuff. And then people were trying to pull that stuff off.
Like lines in, yeah.
Vinny, true or false, a listener texted in and said you dumped somebody over a bad haircut once?
Yes, that is true.
That happened, yeah.
He pointed and laughed and turned around.
No, that is not true.
Oh my gosh,
that's
man.
Not true.
Walk us through it.
I was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. At this time, I was in seventh grade. You go with someone and you barely talk
you
to them.
You see them at school.
Yeah,
basically.
Like you do. There's right. nothing really going on. I felt advanced, but the truth is, I was naive into high school. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know what the hell was going on. The story about when I had some, I was with a lady and had some blood on my t-shirt, if you know what I mean, and thought I hurt myself and ran home.
When was that?
I was 16. Oh, I thought that, I was like, oh my God.
I've cut myself and I can't even feel it.
I gotta get somewhere near my mom in case this is
you know,
bad.
There is so much more to that story. Let's put a pin in that for another time.
We don't need to.
Let's go back to, because I see what you're doing here. You're trying to get away from you pointed and laughed when your girlfriend at the time.
I didn't point and laugh. So she had long hair. Mm. She went to the hairstylist at some point. I don't know. It's not like we saw each other after school. We might have talked on the phone, but I didn't. But I came in came to school the next day and she'd done that, shaved in the back, all one length across the side. Like just.
That's hot.
So it's a shortcut. Like when you say all one length, it's just like she's going, sweeping it from one side to the other, but it only comes to like maybe her ears.
It's the long bang thing that they were doing. So this side is shaved.
Mm-hmm.
The back is shaved.
And everything else is over here.
Everything else is falling over to the side.
That's a pretty advanced cut for a seventh grader.
It was the 80s.
Yeah.
That's what was happening.
It's just so crazy.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm not into it. I don't. But there was no.
Did you actually make a gag in front of her?
Of course not. I'm just saying you're in seventh grade. Yes, I broke up with Cindy Moreno because
running away, not by saying I'm breaking up with you because that hair is terrible. You just like turned around and went, nope.
Again, this is a time in my life when I don't even know what going out meant.
Mm. Did you kiss her?
Know.
Did you kiss her?
We kissed.
That was all that it was,
that
right?
Yes.
Like you'd stand at your locker at high school and kiss somebody.
But as much as I was trying to be with girls at such a young age and totally into women, in my 20s, I went out with this lady who was like, I realized I haven't been around enough.
Mm.
Like she was so far advanced and so...
Oh, what was she trying to get you to do?
Like one time I was sitting there... sleeping with her, if you know what I mean.
Sitting there, sleeping with
Mom,
her.
Well, not
it.
Sitting
All
there.
Right.
She's like weirdly reaching around my butt.
Oh.
And I was like too busy to really pay too much attention until there was this like, whoosh,
surprise.
And I just hit the ceiling. Like I, you know, it was a full blown shocker to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
Who would do that to a guy?
Mm.
When he's busy trying to make love on a lady? And you know, I mean, I was 20. I should have been around enough to have known that that's something people do, but I didn't know that. And it I was like,
you know, it hadn't taken over the way it has these days. You know,
she was advanced,
yeah.
And I wasn't.
She
prepared
was like
a
pioneer in the backdoor action.
Well, all right.
What?
No, I'm just.
Your house doesn't have a back door.
Are you just being careful?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't have to be that careful, I don't think. I have a dump button over here.
Do you, though? Is it red today or white?
It's red.
Oh, good.
We worked it out. It was white when I got here. It was scary.
I'm done talking.
Oh,
what's
you?
Your next story?
Oh, I had one more question for you about the bad haircut girl that you broke up with. Did you ever see her again?
Yes, we went to school together. Where was I going to go?
No, I mean like later, after you'd broken her heart and laughed in her face.
One of my good friends ended up with her for a while.
Oh.
And he even said to me, boy, you really blew it. And I was like, dude, I was 11. What did you want from me? 12,
needed
whatever
you to be,
I was.
Needed you to be a 12-year-old in
know.
That situation.
I was just it was easy come, easy go times. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, seventh grade, that's what people say about it. Everyone's talking about what easy come, easy go. Seventh graders. So Jeff Bezos is marrying that chick, who he's clearly in love with, Lauren Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
She is, they seem very happy.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at him very much like, I'm going to do stuff to you later. Like, I'm looking at this one picture and he's standing there all smugly like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're going to do stuff to me later. She's looking at him like, I can't wait to do that one thing you love. Shaka. I don't know if it's that. I'm just, you know, she just has that look on her face. Look at this picture.
She's got I deliver the shocker look on her
face. You know what?
I didn't know there was a look for that.
She is as insatiable as she has to be to marry the.
Are you sure she's not looking at him going, I love your money.
Yes.
I love your money.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to bathe
I'm
in
not
your money.
Sure what
well,
it
listen,
actually is.
Well, listen, let me ask you a question. Is it wrong that she absolutely loves the life that he's able to afford her?
No.
Nope.
Nothing wrong with that. Are you kidding me? Who among us, look, we're all jealous, let's face it. Who among us does not want a $500 million super yacht that is so large and needs so much support? It has a companion 300-foot yacht next to it that where the helipad is and where all the service people sleep. I mean, I'll admit it. I want that.
I don't know what happened. You know, you never know what's between people, but I know that to build a company like Amazon, the guy must have just never not been thinking about building his company, Amazon.
Right. Yep.
And now that it's built and it's, you know, I think he's even stepped down as CEO, right? He's not even running the thing anymore.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I feel like, unfortunately, he's now looking around going, I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And the original wife is already long gone because of he was busy.
Yes.
He was never there.
Well, and you know, didn't they used to double date with this lady and her ex? And
oh, I don't know.
I
want to
say
that.
they were all pretty good friends. I don't know, though. I might have that wrong. But anyway, the two of them, they're super happy. She does all the stuff.
You think?
Yep. I think so. I'm going to say.
Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's someone
maybe
who's
he's
like
you in seventh grade.
Yeah.
He's like I was just always a nerd. So I don't know anything about it. All I know is she touches all these things and makes me feel so tickly. And I just really enjoy it. And I really like, I want more of that.
She lets me French her and honk her, you know?
Oh, the French honk. That is a. That's an advanced move.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're getting married and the wedding is going to be in Italy, it looks like. And they say it's going to be the event of the year.
Do Ultra they have Lux. A dollar like amount that they're going to spend on this? Does it say? It's got to
I mean,
be disgusting.
Everything is basically free when you're a multi-billionaire. Even if he spent $1 billion, it would be less than 1% of his net worth. Yeah, he and she, it looks like I have a partial guest list. Although I will say it's possible that this is BS. Like Tumza could say anything about this. All they have to do is just start naming A-listers. But supposedly Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, they're together. Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King. Okay. Kris Jenner, Kim Kardashian, and Jewel are among the lucky ones who got an invite to the summer Italian affair. It's going to, oh man, to go get married in Italy. Oh,
be pretty great.
It looks like Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, Carly Kloss and her husband, who I think is Jared Kushner's brother. Diane von Furstenberg, film
Who's
producer.
That?
She's a designer.
Oh, okay.
Brian Grazer. Then a bunch of other names. I just assume they're rich people who I don't know about. The nuptials are bound to be unforgettable. Jeff's a billionaire after all, and with a 2-year engagement, they've had plenty of time to plan the ultimate celebration. They've been together since 2019, yada, yada. Anyway, there you go. I'll let you know if I hear more details about it, but I do want to know everything about this. He probably owns a place in Italy. Why wouldn't you? If you had good billions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm with
you.
Go
get a place.
Mm-hmm.
So they could spend 2 years just decking the place out.
I mean, that's probably why you chose to marry in Italy. You could go anywhere.
Right.
There's a million great places.
Including your yacht, which is where they got engaged, by the way. The yacht is, I don't know. I think I'd live on the yacht if I had a yacht like that. Of course, if I had a yacht like that, I'd have literally nothing else because it's like a $1 billion thing.
I don't know how it works in most couples. I know at my house, the missus is the one who's always got an eye towards, you know what we should do?
Oh, yes.
Kind of stuff.
Like planning vacations.
Well, not only that, but I mean how you'd want to decorate and things. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if she's already in a position where she has said, this is what we should do. Like, is he a designer? Does he care how things look?
You know what? You're probably right. Honestly, he might need someone who like takes over. A lot of nerds need someone who kind of handles the day-to-day and plans the stuff, and he's able to concentrate on the things that he wants. I mean, I'm just presuming here.
But in what world would he be someone who's like, you know what kind of dishware we should have in our Italian villa?
Exactly. Right. Like, he wouldn't be. But he could check on Amazon. I'm sure they have all kinds of selections of dishware on there. It'd be perfectly
By the way,
fun.
The rumor is that they're going to do the wedding on the $500 million yacht.
Oh. So maybe they park the yacht off the coast of Italy, and
yes,
everyone stays in Italy and then comes over for the wedding.
They're saying possibly Venice.
Oh.
So that's the latest.
Well, let's keep an eye on that, shall we? I'll be interested to see what's going on with it. It's going to be a biggie. It's this summer. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe what time it is. I have a whole bunch of Avengers stuff.
Oh, tell us everything.
Nah, I'm not going to do it. If I get to it, I'll try and squeeze it in at 8. What's coming up, Vin?
Kids and what they did when their mom turned the Wi-Fi off is going to take, it's going to, after these.
Okay.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram to see pictures from the show and get all the links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
Right now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing. That's $364 a month with zero down payment.
Incredible.
And Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free. I got that done.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy, no problem, and my car charges so fast.
You love that car.
I
this is
love
the exact
car
you have.
Yep. I love this car, you guys. And I did my research.
You did. You and just drove a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm really happy with it. So check out the Mach-E from our friends at Frontier Ford. Go to frontierford.com. All right. There's some rain today. Right now, I'm looking at a few different stories, and one of the things I'm seeing is they're saying back-to-back storms could really drench California. They're also saying, as you read down the story, that there's a possibility of some high pressure. So maybe this won't materialize. But in general, over the next 7 days, we'll see a little bit of rainfall right now. Next week, we're going to see that possible atmospheric river record rainfall for this time of year.
Oh, boy. All
like
right.
We haven't seen anything like this since 2018, they say, at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and they're talking about real snowfall, which, great.
We'll take it all.
I like water. You know, Sarah went and got a hot tub. We got to fill that thing.
That's right.
So there you go. Rain today. And then we're looking at another storm moving through Sunday evening into next week. Okay. Opening day in Major League Baseball. Go Giants.
Go Giants.
They play in Cincinnati today at 1 o'clock.
Let's go Giants.
Go Giants.
Go A's.
You're still going to root for them.
Absolutely. Mm. Made the decision. I'm an A's fan, to do or die forever.
All right.
Mm. Looks like Bob's into the A's too. Or is golf.
Yeah.
She's into it.
All right.
She's awesome. See?
She's a keeper.
The Chase Center right here in town.
Yeah.
You know where the Warriors play?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're doing great. Like, I'm really looking forward to the playoffs now.
Warriors.
Jimmy Butler, baby.
Warriors.
He's good.
He was a great acquisition.
Mm-hmm. There's some March Madness continuing today, and we've got games right here in town. At 4:30, number 1 Florida will play number 4 Maryland, and at 7, number 3 Texas Tech will play number 10 Arkansas. Last I read, they're not sold out, so this is something you could go do. And then there's another game on Saturday, so if you're into this,
if you were like, hey, I've always
give it
wanted
a look.
To take one of those
yeah,
in.
That'd be super fun. So there's that.
Head
okay.
To the Chase Center.
I don't know how this happens.
I'll bet deep down you do.
I don't, though.
Okay, let's find out.
You know, I could never. You might be able to.
Never's a big word.
I could never.
Okay.
Three teenage sisters in Houston are facing charges after trying to kill their mom for turning off the Wi-Fi.
They grabbed kitchen
knives and chased her onto the street.
Oh my God.
Now, before I had my own kids, I already would have never thought to do something like this to my own parents. I just knew who the boss was around here.
Right. When your mom said no more internet, there was nothing equivalent.
Right. Maybe she'd be like, you stop smoking. Yeah. You got it, Ma.
Yeah.
That's me blowing rings into her face.
How about just, you know, being grounded and not being able to watch any TV? Like, there was no equivalent. Now, if you turn off the internet, you've turned off a kid's pipeline to the rest of the world. Like, they're really dependent on
that. I think the equivalent was being grounded and kept in the house because what you really needed was that social interaction. Mm-hmm. And so not being at the party
was truly a punishment.
Right. Like, you would go, if I'm not at that party, who's going to kiss, you know, who? And then, you know, my dad would go, I don't give one right. you know what who kisses whoever. You've done something wrong. Right. You're in your room.
But Dad, they're going to have so much more beer than they need if I'm not there.
They're going to have leftovers.
Yeah, they can, we can't have that.
Who's going to empty the cans?
Right.
Three teams.
Go around and drink all the dead soldiers. I don't know. There's a cigarette butt in that one.
This happened on Sunday. They're all sisters, age 14, 15, and 16.
Oh, boy.
And the sacrifice parents make, you don't even know it till you're a parent.
Yeah.
Like, you may, you know, understand the way things are set up. Boss, kid. Parent, kid. However you want to look at that.
That's a quick turnaround on three kids, though. Like, if they're 13, 14, and 15, you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's...
No, 14, 15, and 16. Okay, but 14, same
15,
thing.
16. Like, that's still, I mean, that lady was always pregnant. She's already a crazy lady, the mom, because she had a lot of kids all at once, spread out over 3 years. That is, you think you're in the thick of it? What?
This happened on Sunday. Again, they're all sisters, 14, 15, 16. Police say they coordinated a plan, grabbed kitchen knives, and chased her through the house trying to stab her. She ran out onto the street to get away. One of them hit her in the ankle with a brick. What? That's the thing?
All of it is the thing.
Okay.
But a brick to the ankle, that's so misery. Like, that sounds terrible. Injuries are very painful.
Yeah, also the stabby thing
that's
happening.
Yeah, that's also bad. Like you said, I was ready for the stabbing. You didn't have my pump primed for the ankle injury.
Their 70-year-old grandma got knocked over trying to protect the mom.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, neither of them were seriously hurt, and three daughters are facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Now, where is the failing here? Is it in parenting or is it in society?
Instagram? You tell me. You know how you're always like, you know what you should do? Tell this lady what she should do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't turn off the internet. You know what you should do? Leave the internet on. You have dangerous children.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Because I realize you made these kids, you've been with them all these years. Those early years where you're up at night in the middle of the night, but you're trying to still work and do your job.
You're
and
sacrificing
all this,
so much.
All the stuff that's happening bonds you.
Yeah.
Like I hear those people who go, the minute I laid eyes on my heart will never be.
I wasn't like that. Making it up.
But all the sacrifices you make really bond you to these children. And as they grow, they get cuter. And then you're truly bonded in a way
you love them. They're yours.
Nothing like it. Absolutely. There's a spot in your heart that you didn't even know existed.
Right. It's like you have two more hearts.
But to catch this kind of crap from the kids that you did all that stuff for, can you let them back in the house? Do you ever sleep again?
Obviously you murder them. We're going for a hike, ladies.
Jesus. Okay.
Here's the thing. We're talking about like 14, 15, 16. Those are the girl teenage years. Those are the years. Like we are... I guess I can't speak for everyone. I'm sure there's delightful 15-year-old girls out there. Those are tough years. That's like you're pushing back at mom hard. Like everything she says is an eye roll and is so stupid. And I don't want to hear your opinion about it. And like I can see them already being in a fight. And now she's turned off the internet. The stabbing part, I just don't go there in my head. Even I can't go there. I truly don't know how you ever feel safe in your own home again.
Right.
Because of your murderous daughters.
I can't believe it.
I just, like, what? Do you, like, hope they get convicted and go to juvenile?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you press charges and you say,
they
got
to go to, like, boot camp. Like, we got to send them to, like, military school or they got to go to jail, kid jail, whatever. Like, I don't know. Obviously, you can't murder them, unfortunately.
We've joked about parenting in the 70s, you know, the whole everyone pile in the back of the truck and we're going to do 80 down the freeway and hit bumps. Hold on.
You got to catch some air.
Yep. Yeah. All that stuff.
Grab your brother. He's hanging out the back.
But I do remember in the 80s, as I was getting into high school, I remember it was, look, there were plenty of crazy dudes and I was had my own like off the deep end stuff I was up to. But some of the girls that I grew up with, truly, their parents just said, I give up.
Oh.
Do whatever you want. Mm. I'm done fighting with you. And I remember there were girls who went, I moved in with my boyfriend. But they still are going to high school.
Oh, wow.
And you're like.
And the boyfriend's parents were like, yeah, sure.
No, the boyfriend was of an age that he had his own apartment. Oh, what are you talking about? That's what I'm saying.
The older man.
And
taking advantage.
And all the times I would be like.
How old was that girl?
Well, I hit 10 o'clock. I've got to get home, everyone. And the girls that I hung with would go, well, we're going to go walk through the front door and out the back door. So we'll be back to the party in a few minutes. And I would be like, how do you pull that off? So there were a lot of parents at that time that were like, let go and just said, I give up. I can't fight with that.
What's funny is the generation that was raised by those parents is now the hovercraft parents. Like they're the helicopters and they're you know, watching every single thing. And I don't know. I wonder if they felt like they wished someone had taken a stronger hand with them.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
Yep. Anyway.
So there's got to be a happy medium between the hovering parent and the like, oh, I forgot I have kids. I don't know. Someone get them some cereal or something to eat, I guess.
I'm trying to work that line, but I'm not in charge most of the time.
Yeah.
But when they come up and say, can I go outside? I go, yep. I try not to even ask.
As long as they're not asking you to go with them.
Go outside, please.
Outside
for the
play.
Love of God, play.
Yeah. Well, and at Isla's age, I mean, my mom wanted to know where I was, I guess. I mean, I would tell her because I wanted her to care, I guess. but there was no asking. I would just be like, you know, you'd eat breakfast and what are you guys going to do today? I'm getting my bike and we're going to see Jewel Marie and blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. We're going to go out and half drown in the pond. You know, don't worry about it. See you at dinner. Or maybe I'm going to come back here and make, you know, grilled cheese at whatever time.
Ah, grilled cheese.
So good.
Good
when you're
stuff.
A kid, you put extra cheese on there and extra butter and just make it so ridiculously good. I'm hungry for that now.
Anyway, I'll try to keep you up on what happens to the three daughters that took knives and chased their mom into the street for turning the Wi-Fi off.
And threw bricks at their ankles. Her ankles.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vinny. You don't have to ask. Fast facts. Oh, my God.
As I already mentioned, today is opening day for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
A single one Major League Baseball only lasts about 6 or 7 pitches. Where does the million of used baseballs go after that?
Say that again. A single baseball.
Major League Baseball only lasts about 6 or 7 pitches. And then the catcher
grabs
it
grabs
gets
a new one
from the umpire. And what I'm saying is, okay, so there's just an avalanche.
What's the average number of pitches that a pitcher throws?
They use them for batting practice.
So they keep them in
They do keep them. And then a lot of times, you'll see them, they throw them to the kids in the stands.
Okay.
Mm.
That is a 6 or 7 pitches. Mm. And usually they'll look at a pitcher. There's things have changed a lot since the olden days. Like 100 pitches is when they start to go, he's been out there too long.
Yeah.
We got to pull him. Winning or losing, they usually pull him.
If you pitch a perfect game, have you pitched 36 pitches?
No, it doesn't have to do with the
27
pitch
pitches?
No, you've pitched way more pitches.
Yeah, because you have balls, strikes.
Oh, sure. Right. Okay.
Flyouts. Yeah.
But a no-hitter would be way less than the 100 pitches. So it's just somewhere in between that. Like probably like by the 7th inning and they're like, okay, that's guys pushing 100. We got to get him out of there.
Yeah, it's a big deal when they pull somebody and they're in the middle of a no-hitter or a shutout.
It's a major flaw in, they just use all of this stuff now that they didn't used to use. And so there's a lot of that we got to get him out of there.
Moneyball.
He's winning. Mm. Why would you pull him? We don't want him to ruin his arm.
Yeah. We want him for next time.
Okay.
Is the turnaround time, do they measure that? Like, if you win 100 pitches, are they like, well, he can't go in until days?
I think it's either a 4 or 5 day rotation.
Yeah, there's usually a set rotation in which pitchers pitch. But, I mean, sometimes
they go through them, though, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's part of a manager's job is to decide.
Oh, the manager,
I need to keep him out there because I'm running out of people. Yeah. Chevy Chase.
Oh, what about Chevy?
Played in a band in college with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen.
Oh, of Steely Dan.
Those two guys went on to be Steely Dan, and he went on to be Chevy Chase.
Wow. What's his real name, Chevy Chase? Isn't that a town in Maryland?
I have no idea of his...
Like, I feel like he picked the name Chevy Chase because he knew about that town.
His real name is Cornelius Crane Chase. Which he should have stuck with.
Cornelius, you don't hear about a lot of Corneliuses.
It's a great name. Of the, like, Christmas. What is, Cornelius yes. is the name of, like, one of the guys from the stop motion.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it, though?
Is it the hiker? Cornelius, the guy who...
He's a mountaineer guy.
Cornelius.
Yeah.
That's
his name, right?
Something like that. The guy who licks that... Nothing.
Yukon Cornelius.
Name, yes. Oh, my God. Yukon Cornelius was his name.
We did it, everyone.
How do we do it, man?
We're going to go.
All right. Oh, okay, great.
Have a great
weekend. No, we're not going yet. It's not time. Oh, we're leaving for the weekend right now? Let's go. Okay.
Ladybugs are the most promiscuous insects.
What?
They have the highest STD rates to back it up.
So there's ladybug STDs?
Yeah.
Mm, like little tiny herpes. Little teeny tiny herpes.
I don't know what they catch. It might be gone.
Do they pass it on to their? Oh, so then when they lay their eggs, like those are like infected eggs. And
I don't.
Yeah.
It's always with the follow-ups.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
wearing red. Well, I mean, that's I. These are you fast have to facts. Admit that's something that you might want more information on. I'm just asking for a friend. I love ladybugs, and I'm always excited when I see them. And they're. Before they become a ladybug, they're this disgusting gray, longish, larval-looking thing that I used to not know was a baby, one of them. And so you would be like, ew, gross, smash.
Oh, you didn't eat them?
No, I didn't eat them then, okay. No.
Well, I don't know.
But I would like flick them away, and then someone goes, no, that's a baby. That's like a third-stage ladybug, whatever.
So bugs get mites, fungi, and viruses as STDs.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow. How exciting.
This is an important fast fact because I have a butt crack story coming up in the next
so
news.
So this is like a butt crack story primer.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
The official medical term for butt crack is intergluteal cleft.
Oh, let's keep that in mind, everyone.
Keep that in mind.
Intergluteal.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, don't forget Don Cornelius from Soul Train.
I did think of Don Cornelius when you said that.
Cornelius is also from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, right.
I thought of the guy from the cartoon.
I think of Caesar now when I think of the Planet of the Apes because he's the main guy in that one, the new ones.
510 says, you should have Dibs talk about the Giants and the Warriors on your show. I always enjoy when he comes on to talk about his baby and Bay Area sports. We love Dibs. I don't know what happened.
Well, he's on in the afternoon now, so he's not here. Well, he used to be on at the same time as us.
Is that why?
Yeah. Mm. Wasn't he? He would come on.
I thought.
When we were at the other building, he was on Joe Lowe and Dibs, right?
Yeah, there have been quite a few changes.
So then he would be in the building and he'd come by. And then I think he moved to midday, so he was around, like he'd be in the building while we were still
That's
on the
what
air.
It was,
and so we
yes.
would see him a lot then. Yeah. Dan Dibley from 95.7 The Game.
Hi, Dibs. You're listening.
Hey, Dibs.
Hello.
He does like the show, or says that he does.
925 says, my son is 12, and they can pitch up to 85 pitches in a game. Seems like MLB pitchers could last much longer than that, except their arms are worth like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, you don't want to
mess
with
that. So they really are, they try to be careful.
Right. Would they actually pull you if you were a no-hitter, though?
I know that that's happened.
Oh.
They just definitely have these new rules they use. They look at all the numbers and they're like, and that rules everything.
There's
definitely no like a manager who just does it by feel and goes, no, I like he's still got all his stuff. Keep him out there. There's just, you know, there's somebody up there in somewhere going, the numbers say this is done. He's got to be pulled out.
Right.
Okay.
Go to the next guy. Relief.
Your tax money probably paid for that ladybug study. You're probably right.
Yeah. Well, we need to know. Those little sluts, they've got diseases. Come on.
Well, they can't transfer them to us, though, I don't think.
How do you know? I let them crawl on me all the time. What if I have tiny, you know, little ladybug herpes all over me? Or whatever mites they have.
John?
John, can you check?
What's coming up with your trash, Sarah?
Oh boy. Let's see. Chapel Roan's dating deal breakers and Buck teeth on White Lotus.